Well, a lot of public employee unions poured millions of dollars into Hillary Clinton's campaign in an effort to stave off pension reform in the United States. But now that Donald Trump is the president-elect, what are the chances of real reform from the GOP? Joining us on the KSR Live Line is Director of Labor Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, F. Vincent Vernuccio. Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, Billy. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're delighted to have you this morning. Let me just first off start by saying I am a member of a union. I do understand that a lot of people start getting agitated when you talk about messing with their pensions. But if we don't, in the public service arena, we are looking at a lot of states going underwater, aren't we?
We are. And Melanie, let me ask you, do you like your union? Do they do a good job for you?
I have to tell you that my union has disappointed me on a couple of occasions, particularly because I'm not allowed to vote because I exercise here in California what is called my Beck rights, which is I ask them to withhold any political spending from the dues that I paid.
Well, you see, that's the exact problem. You know, what we're seeing across the country is this disconnect between union leadership and their membership. And there is no greater example of that than what just happened last Tuesday of the election, where, we don't have the exact numbers just yet, but traditionally unions give over, 90% of their political giving to one party, and it looks like the numbers are pretty close to that right now, including ramping up giving from previous years to Hillary Clinton. But it looks like union membership, according to exit polls, broke substantially greater this time for the president-elect Trump. In fact, he blew some of the Romney numbers out of the water. So in some states like Ohio, you almost had a split even, an even split between union members going for Hillary and union members going for Trump. And you see that split, and then the union leadership gives so heavily to one side instead of the other, they just show that they're completely out of touch with their membership.
I do believe I'm in the same union as the one Melanie Morgan you were just talking to. And I like it because it provides my benefits and I get a pension. But one thing that I would really like to see is recertification of these unions, because I do not like them giving to political causes. Is there a way that the government could do that and make them recertify sort of periodically?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, at the Mackinac Center, that's one of the main reforms that we believe in. We call it worker voting rights. And it simply says, hey, you know, we just had an election for president. We have that every 4 years. We vote for Congress every 2 years. You vote for governor, you vote for state legislator. Why can't you vote for which union represents you in the workplace? And I tell you, Larry, the second part of the story of what happened last Tuesday were these Republicans and conservative legislators across the country, sweeping in some states. So now you have states like Kentucky, you have states like Missouri, you have states like New Hampshire that may see right to work early next year because of the victories last Tuesday. And going back to the point of Larry, you like your union, and Melanie, you don't, it should be your right to decide if you are a member, and if you are a member, if you would pay that union. And that's what Right to Work does, is it allows workers to choose whether or not they want to pay the union and still keep their job. So that's obviously the primary goal, to give workers that choice. And then, the other ones are, like you were talking about, well, even if you want to be in your union, you should still have more of a say of what union represents you in the workplace. And that's where worker voting rights comes in. And state legislators can do that for public sector employees, but in order for it to happen for private sector employees like you guys, that would have to come from federal legislation, such as the Employee Rights Act, which is in Congress right now.
What do you think the chances of that? And by the way, let me just say one thing. I do like my union. I'm not saying that, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, but I do resent the fact that I am not allowed to have a voice in my union because I don't want my union dues going for political causes outside of collective bargaining issues. So I just want to make sure that that's understood. But now, what do you think the chances are, federal legislation under a Trump and Republican administration taking place?
Well, I think it got a lot more likely on Tuesday than it was last Tuesday than it was last Monday. There's still a lot of hurdles to be had, but I think labor reform will be one of the hallmarks of a Trump administration. May not be on the very grand legislative level in the early days, but I guarantee you what you're going to see is a lot of reforms when it comes to regulation, especially some of the very onerous regulations that the Department of Labor has put out under the Obama administration. The National Labor Relations Board, which is stacked with Obama appointees, you're going to see a lot of those overreaches starting to ratchet back and bring equity and fairness back to those agencies that have tilted extremely heavily for the unions over the last 8 years.
So I'm looking at organization called TURN, Transforming Teachers Unions to Become Agents of Reform. Is that an organization that's trying to bring about some, more equitable policies in the teachers unions?
You know, I haven't heard of TURN, so unfortunately I cannot speak to that.
Well, we're all kind of just looking here in California at possible bankruptcies for many of our counties because public sector union has these gravy train kinds of pension packages, and I don't know, can we survive with this sort of thing?
Well, see, that's the main problem, and you know, pensions are catnip for politicians. It's, hey, what we can do is we can give all these benefits to one of our key constituencies that are going to give manpower and campaign donations to us. And you know what? We can give them all these promises and all these things that they want, and we don't have to pay for it today. We can just kick the can down the road and let the next generation pay for it when hopefully we're out of office. And in states like California and states like Illinois and other states around the country, that's what they've been doing with these pensions.
Yes, exactly right.
Is making these lavish, lavish promises that, oh, yeah, I just want to get reelected. I don't have to worry about it. But now the bill is coming due,
yes.
And the unions got what they wanted, the politicians got what they wanted, but now us, the taxpayers, are stuck paying for it after the fact.
Vincent, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. Sorry to interrupt you, but we're out of time.